and my fellow Pennsylvanians.
This state's electoral votes are key to who wins the presidency, and both of the candidates know it.
We win Pennsylvania, we win the whole deal. You know that.
White House versus Fed wins.
Just like last time.
But states like Pennsylvania are going to be incredibly important.
The only thing left on the board is Pennsylvania. The president cannot get to the finish line without the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
One state all four candidates are visiting today is Pennsylvania. Its 20 electoral votes are highly coveted, and the Keystone State could end up being one of the determining factors in the race.
Jill's a Philly girl, but I'm a Scranton guy.
Oh, Pennsylvania, we love Pennsylvania.
Kyle Salmon, welcome to my kitchen table.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, folks, I realize it's been a while. Our last episode was October, which feels like 5 years ago. But Pennsylvania Kitchen Table Politics is back, and this is a unique episode. I'm going to be interviewing our new co-host, Kyle Salmon. So, Kyle, where to begin? Where is home for you? Why don't we start there?
I live outside of Philadelphia, Montgomery County. The collar counties that everyone's focusing on and all these turnouts and elections. I'm in the middle of it.
Well, we've racked up hundreds, if not thousands, of listeners from Montgomery County, and Montgomery County is bigger than some states in the union. So you don't have to give your home address. That would be weird. But which township do you reside in?
Cheltenham, the People's Republic of Cheltenham.
good deal. So are you born and raised in Montgomery County?
No, I actually I was born and raised in Northeast Philadelphia, which is just over the line. I can almost see it out my back window. So not far, but I did grow up in the city.
Well, I think we've done some episodes on the diversity of Philadelphia, and for that matter, the Northeast. And that's something that I'm looking forward to working with you on, is just kind of unpackaging growing Republican turnout in the city of Philadelphia, and just unpackaging enthusiasm of suburban voters and these big themes we keep hearing about from national newscasters, but getting super granular at a PA level. Anyhow, what intrigues you or drew you to politics? Let's be honest, most Pennsylvanians don't give a damn about politics.
Right. I mean, if they do, it's only every 4 years or so. But I've always been interested in it. The neighborhood I grew up in was about evenly divided Democratic and Republican. And my parents were in both of those parties at different points. So it was always, unlike most of Philadelphia, it was definitely a politically diverse environment. And I just always found history and law and politics to be endlessly fascinating, more so than most of my friends found it. So I was a committee man when I was 18. I worked the polls, and then I went away to law school, found my way back to journalism, writing and editing, and it's just been a constant interest the whole time.
Well, tell folks, this will be in the show notes, but tell folks a little about your work now with the publication.
Sure. Well, I'm the managing editor of Broad and Liberty. I guess I got started there as sort of just a regular columnist, and then Terry wanted to hire me on as an editor, and then, you know, recently as we're growing and trying to branch out to cover things in the whole state, I've become the managing editor, and I do write sometimes, but most of my work at Broad and Liberty is pitching stories, editing stories, getting things up, and trying to give a good balance between news and opinion and things that we think would interest people.
Well, shame on listeners if they don't know what Broad and Liberty is, but we do have a lot of listeners who are outside of the Commonwealth, a lot of listeners who are in the D.C. and New York areas, and even some random ones in Europe and Sri Lanka. I don't know who you are in Sri Lanka that you're always tuning in. But just give folks background on Broad and Liberty.
Oh, sure. So we are sort of just an alternative news source, generally from the center right, although we definitely publish opinions from all sorts of parts of the political spectrum, who will submit them to us. But we just sort of see ourselves sometimes as a counterpoint to the more left-leaning mainstream publications of the Philadelphia Inquirer and Daily News and the county papers that generally are all following the same line. So we want to give folks a alternative source of information. We do some investigative reporting. Our man Todd Shepard is, I think, one of the best in the business. Great journalist, always breaking stories that maybe don't get covered elsewhere. And then we try to bring in some opinion writers too, who maybe don't have a voice in the mainstream publications in the region.
And it's an online publication,
Yeah.
and there was a milestone, I guess is the word I'll choose, in recent weeks. A partnership was launched with another pillar of Pennsylvania political life. So maybe you can speak a little about that.
Right. Well, now we are we have sort of merged with Politics PA, which many of you may receive the newsletter daily or weekly in the in your inboxes. There's a little consternation about that at first. I think people thought it was just we're just going to put our editorial voice on Politics PA. Steve Ulrich is still running that, and it's still primarily just a news aggregation site telling you what's going on in the Commonwealth, left, right, and center. And I know for me as a managing editor of Broad and Liberty, it's given us access to more straight news stories that are just makes it easier for us to tell the story of what's happening in the state. So I've found the partnership great. And I mean everybody at Broad and Liberty already read Politics PA's newsletters every day, and we're on the site often enough. So we just looking forward to working together and again just spreading the news, giving people something that's kind of been missing as newsrooms diminish in the mainstream press. You don't get as much local coverage anymore. You don't get as much statewide coverage. A lot of it's just national stories, often from the AP wire. I think what Steve does a great job at Politics PA is just bringing all these different stories from across the Commonwealth in one place. So if that's your interest, you can find them. And it's been so far, it's been about a month, so we're still new at this, but I think it's been a great partnership so far.
Yeah, I would once again say shame on any listeners that are tuning in to the only Pennsylvania political podcast that do not know politicspa.com 5 mornings a week, no later than 8 a.m. You will get everything you need to know that's happening in Pennsylvania politics. So it's a real honor to join the family, so to speak, with Pennsylvania Kitchen Table Politics. This podcast has grown tremendously since its launch in the early days of 2021, which seems like so long ago. And really eager to have you, Kyle, as a co-host. We're going to be having guests right, left, and center from every corner of the Commonwealth. And I imagine quite a few who are not Pennsylvanians, but they're going to be honorary Pennsylvanians the amount of time that they're spending over the next 240 some days trying to unpackage really ground zero of American politics.
For sure. I mean, everybody's going to be looking at Pennsylvania. The candidates are already here all the time, and of course, the press is following them. And it looks like another, when I think when we were growing up, it was not as much of a swing state as maybe it is now. I think Republicans thought of winning Pennsylvania as sort of a pipe dream. Maybe in a like a 1984 landslide, you'd win it. Now we're the whole nation's looking at us, and that it's So I think we'll do our best to make sure that people know what's going on here and get the stories that are maybe not making their way to the front page of every national newspaper, but are nonetheless really important local affairs.
Yeah, and I want to pledge that we're gonna there's only so many hours between now and Election Day, but really taking a look at some of these hot state house races, such a narrow majority that the Democrats hold. There's talk of the Democrats winning back the state Senate. We're going to look at that, and certainly, I mean, some of the most competitive congressional elections and the U.S. Senate race are the top of mind, but. Yeah, I think we're gonna have some good surprise guests, as I said, from both sides of the political aisle, sitting office holders, candidates, operatives, journalists, staying with just pollsters, but staying with the stream that we've had over the last 3 years that has built this. And I'm just really honored to partner with you, Kyle, and with Steve and Terry and the whole team.
Likewise, I think this is going to be a great partnership. Really looking forward to it.
Well, good deal. All right, the best is yet to come. Thank you. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Pennsylvania Kitchen Table Politics. Take a minute and leave us a rating and review on your podcast platform. Please also consider following us on social media for updates and announcements regarding future episodes and new guests. You're political, so I am sure that you're on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. We are too, at PA Political Podcast. Visit our website, papoliticalpodcast.org, and send us your feedback about this episode and suggestions on future guests. Until next week.